At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here at 93.7 The Ticket. You already know the answer to this question, don't you? Who do we have scientifically winning the college football national championship?
I do.
I was going to ask you. All right, we're going to get there too quick. You know what? Just go ahead and roll the clip from Josh Pate. I forget where in the clip. I want people to guess. They'd probably, if it's not a Big Ten or SEC team, they'd probably go right to this team. But this team has not been themselves for a while. They've not had top 25 recruiting classes the past couple of years. They just started using the transfer portal. Like their two or three players that they brought in over the past 2 or 3 years is it. So this is their year. Because after this, I don't know how good this team's going to be. All right, go ahead and roll the clip. At least for this year, this is who some folks think could surprise people and win a national title.
Did you know that 5 of the last 6 national champions had the most first-round draft picks in the subsequent draft? Ohio State, for instance, just won the national championship this past January, and they had first-round picks galore and draft picks galore this last cycle. 7 of the last 8 national champs had the most players taken in the subsequent draft period. And there you go. Ohio State just won it. Ohio State had the most draft picks. Like I said, science. Can't argue with it. Colin wouldn't put the graphic up if you could. You can't argue with this. So this is science. Well, you might think to yourself, all right, so if I'm going to take it to mean that the upcoming national champ is going to have the most players drafted in the draft, that's all well and good. But here's the problem. The draft is like 11 and a half months away, isn't it? And the answer is yes, but we don't have to wait. You know what we have at our disposal, courtesy of CBS or Fox Sports or ESPN or The Athletic or PFF? Mock drafts, which, as we all know, are as settled as science can possibly get. And so what we did, just to give you an idea of where our heads were at this time last year, is we went out there in the mock draft community and we aggregated it all. Now, these are mock drafts. It's not what ended up happening in the draft, but we used mock drafts because that's all we had at our disposal at the time. Now, the mock draft community this time last year indicated that Michigan would have the most first rounders. The mock drafts averaged Michigan having 3.75 first round draft picks. Here's what actually happened. Not quite. Will Johnson got hurt. Michigan kind of would have still maybe led this thing. It's just that they didn't have a quarterback on last year's team. But if you'll notice, Ohio State was right there at 2. That's your national champ. You got Georgia playoff team. You got Texas a playoff team. So the mock draft community was sort of kind of on point. They threw the dart, and the dart hit the board. They just didn't hit the bullseye. We assume they've learned, right? They've learned their lesson. And so we are going to assume that these mock drafts are gospel now. And so we're going to take our internal formulas here, and we're going to provide it a little more clarity via the mock drafts. And I have the fortunate / unfortunate task of informing you that we've arrived at a conclusion like 9 or 8 months early or something like that. The upcoming national champion will be the Clemson Tigers. Can you believe that? Good for Dabo Swinney. There will be no little old Clemson. There will be no doubting. There will be no hating. There will be no looking down on Clemson. None of that. If they're planning on bottling that up at any point this year, I want to get out ahead of it and tell you no, no, no. Clemson is supposed to win the national championship this upcoming year. Whomst amongst us knew, right? So the science is not going to fail us here. According to the mock draft community, Clemson, we aggregated all of them.
It's just science. Clemson's going to win the national title. Most people in their post-spring preseason top 25 polls either have Texas number 1, Penn State number 1. It's pretty much mostly those two teams. It's Arch Manning in Texas, or it's Penn State with all their returning players. Josh Pate just released that. That's who we just listened to from his show. Just released his preseason top 20. He followed it up. He put Clemson at number one in his poll. Now, he said 7 of the last 8 national champs have had the most amount of first round draft picks. So one exception was 2024 Michigan, although they had the most amount of total draft picks. In fact, Ohio State had the most amount of total draft picks in this past year's.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
NFL draft of 14, they had 4 first-round picks, the most amount of first-round picks. Michigan had 1 first-round pick the year they wanted, but had 13 overall draft picks. Then you've got Georgia and Georgia. So 2022, Georgia had 5 first-round draft picks. 2021, Bama had 6 first-round draft picks. 2020, LSU had 5 first-round draft picks. All right, so Clemson, when you look at the projected, obviously we don't know the actual first-round draft picks for 2026 just yet, but the projected first-round draft picks, the top 8, are Miami at 1.6 players, LSU 1.8, Bama at 2, Ohio State at 2 first-round draft picks projected in next year's draft, Oregon at 2.2, Penn State 2.4, Texas at 2.6, Clemson at 3.2. They are projected to be to have between 3 and 4 first-round players taken in the draft. Their linebacking core is really athletic. Their wide receiver core is as good as it's been in years. And when you look at their quarterback, Cade Klubnik, he came back. This is his third year as their starting quarterback. When you look at the top 10 preseason college football quarterbacks across the country, depending on where you look, but the one I'm looking at right now has Haynes King at 10, DJ Lagway at 9, Sawyer Robertson out of Baylor at 8, Lenora Sellers at 7. He's almost always top 5, so that's low for him. Carson Beck, hopefully the elbow heals, at 6, Garrett Nussmeier at 5, Drew Aller at 4, Sam Levitt at 3, John Mader at 2, Cade Klubnik, the Clemson quarterback. They have him, this is via actually Greg McElroy, as the number one quarterback in the country at this point going into the college football season next fall. If you're a Nebraska fan, we've talked about Dylan Raiola not being on that list. We'll see what happens. What's the actual season unfold? Now, as I mentioned, Clemson is projected on average to have 3.2 first-round draft picks next season. What's funny is they're projected by most preseason polls to win the ACC, but they're not even in the top 6 teams in the country when it comes to projected to win the national title. They're actually tied for 7th when it comes to national preseason title favorites with Alabama. Okay, and again, you look back to mock drafts this time last year, coming into 2025, it was Michigan that was projected to have almost 4 first-round picks. They ended up with 3 top 15 picks, and Ohio State ended up having the most first-round draft picks at 4, the most overall draft picks at 14. And obviously, Ohio State won the national title this year. It's not Jake's national champion, as he'll tell you.
That's right.
But Michigan had the most amount of picks the year before. They won the national championship the year before. It's kind of like Matt Rhule says, the better players you have, the better coach you just tend to be. It's funny how that works. So when you equate that to Nebraska, well, I forget the exact amount of years. Was it 30 years, 40 years where we had a draft pick every single year? Then obviously that was snapped. It's about the talent and development that you have. The more talent you have, the better developed players you have, the more likely they are to be drafted, the more likely your team is to be better and win more games. I just thought it was incredibly interesting, the direct science. 7 of the last 8 national champions have had the most amount of first-round draft picks the following April in the NFL draft. The science that goes into this and the correlation, it's not a coincidence. And the last 2 national champions, even though Michigan didn't have the most first-round draft picks the year they won it, the last 2 national champions have had the most amount of overall draft picks. And Ohio State also had the most amount of first-round draft picks this past year as well. And Michigan still had 3 top 15 picks this past year as well. If Will Johnson doesn't get hurt a corner, he's probably a first-round pick as well, and maybe Michigan does even better than they did a season ago. When you look at it from a Nebraska perspective, it's science. There's a correlation. There's a connection. You want to win more games. You want to compete for championships as a college football program. Regardless of who you are in the country, there's a direct correlation and connection to guys getting drafted and wins on a college football field the previous fall and or falls on Saturday. And I'm not saying Nebraska's got to sit here and be like, ooh, we got to get everybody drafted. But if you're winning games, you're developing players, you got talented guys, you're going to win games, you're going to get drafted. There's a direct correlation. Would you, before you heard the clip when I said it to you, would you have predicted Clemson to win the national championship?
No, absolutely not. I'm still questioning it.
He said absolutely not. Like, no wiggle room. Absolutely not. I'm rooting for Clemson because I unfortunately think they're going to take a dip after this year. Lack of transfer portals, players, lack of top 25 recruiting, but I'm rooting for them to be incredibly good this year. And we'll see what happens. All right. Mostly they're also not an SEC team, even though they're in the South. All right. Until Thursday, go Big Red Noise. Remember to throw the bones.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.